Love Train welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right, that'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and that will bring up all the links you need to stream the show. And it is the first Sunday of March today, and that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and doing her best to help all the animals of India. That would be our wonderful Eileen Weintraub, and I call it Chief Cook and Bottle Washer for Help Animals India. So without any further ado, and welcoming back, good morning, Eileen. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, you're so welcome. And gosh, how are the animals in India today, Eileen?
Well, life goes on, and we're continuing with our grant giving. We've had some emergency requests, so and also just getting everything wrapped up for our tax report, because you know we give so many grants all year, 2023. So we have to give reports to the, because people get their tax, U.S. state tax deduction. So we have to report to the government where the money goes and what the money does. But I also wanted to mention something else this morning. So
yeah.
I'd like to make a comment.
Sure.
Well, I did listen to Nathan's wonderful report of his trip. However...
Yep. Well, if you've got to notice that I had a little trouble with some of it, so I'm not surprised.
No, I just want to mention, and we can move on quickly from this, but the comment that the pig luau was part of the culture. Now, I would just like to say a lot of things like slavery were part of our culture, and now gun violence seems to be part of our culture. And
Right.
You know, humans can evolve, and... that's not a good way to, people like to eat meat, and that's it. So, you know, I just...
All right, now Nathan's chiming in already, saying, but food is an essential. That's true, Nathan, food is an essential, but what you eat as food is a choice. Unless...
Now, I am curious, because, you know, I went to Tibet many years ago.
Yeah,
and I tried, and there's people there who, for compassion, have vegetarian diets in Tibet, but it's very difficult, you know, because nothing grows there.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the philosophy as Buddhists that to kill one large animal, like one yak, would feed an entire family for a year.
Nah. So
that's like opposite of us, where people say, oh, I don't eat, you know, beef or whatever.
Right.
I'll eat, you know, this. So, but what I'm always curious about is how the island nations, Hawaii and, you know, and the warm climates, except for India, which has the philosophy of non-harming, why they seem to eat so many animals when so much grows, you know. So anyhow, that's just the way it is, but... I've always been curious.
Yeah, yeah, and I do think it is a subject that we've discussed a number of times over the years on the show, I've shared that I am not strictly a vegetarian, but that is because of, for health reasons, I cannot be. But I also, and as I said earlier, and I'll say it again, I talk to animals. I know that animals come up on the earth plane to be food for humans. But I also understand, and we know genetically in the way our bodies are constructed, so to speak.
Well, I don't know, Martha. Maybe we won't continue to talk
Well, but
about
I'm
this
just saying
because
our
I don't
bodies
agree with some of
aren't
that. And
designed to eat
also
meat.
with women, they could say, "Oh, I was born. Women were come onto this earth to be to bow down to men. You know, that was part of the feeling for
Yeah.
many years." So let's
But,
move on from this subject because
well,
if
move
you.
on to it when I'm ready, because it's my show. And what I'm going to say here is that I personally do not believe that there is a right or a wrong here. I believe this is a choice issue, and there's a lot to be considered. But I also we go through an evolutionary process in how
Yes,
we
I
feel,
believe
and I did.
humans can evolve. That's all I'm
Right.
saying.
And I was just going to repeat that even I have evolved in what I said earlier. I went to a luau when I was a teenager and in Hawaii, and I had the pork, and I have to tell you, it was the most incredible meal I've ever had,
But
and
were
it
you
was
there when the pig
phenomenal.
was killed? Did you watch the pig being killed?
No, see, I didn't do that, and I didn't have that experience. But I realized when I looked at the photos that Nathan had sent, and I saw the pig, and then I saw the luau, and all of that. It didn't ups I didn't get all kinds of upset inside. But what I realized is that inside of me, I have had a personal transformation, because for me personally, that doesn't work anymore. And I could not go to a luau now, and I believe I have had my last pulled pork. Okay. Now, so even I at my age and all of that and the way I feel, I'm evolving. And so we all can evolve and learn. So personally, and that's what I try to keep the show here, is that I try not to judge. And like I said, I know it works from both sides, because I talk to the animals and I talk to spirit and all of that. But I do think that we know, like our dogs. I'm constantly telling people, you can't really feed a dog a good vegetarian diet. They don't have the intestinal tract to digest raw vegetables
Well,
and so
I was
forth.
just mentioning about the word culture because culture can evolve, and that's what I
Yeah.
was talking about.
Right, exactly. So that's where I want to leave it, is that for at least here, when you're on Animal World, there isn't a right or a wrong. It is a choice, but we are evolving, and we need to look at how our bodies are constructed and what our bodies are intended to eat.
Well, there's a lot of
Anyway,
back and forth about that
so it depends on
the
where you
diet.
are.
Yeah. So
And
anyhow, in terms of
so let's
India,
now
in
let's move
terms of
on to
India,
our animals of India.
there's the concept of ahimsa or non-harming. So
Yeah.
that's why India still has the largest vegetarian population
I
in
was
the
just going to
world.
ask that. So the India does have the largest vegetarian population of any country?
Definitely, and that's part of the reason why we have so many street animals is because it's illegal to kill the dogs, and that's why the groups have to do all this rescue and spay and neuter, because in the Indian Constitution, they have the best animal welfare laws in the world, but in
Wow.
terms of the actual actions of carrying them out, it's not always the case, and people who abuse animals are not always punished. They're not always caught. The fines are very low, but the actual constitution of India does proclaim that because of the word ahimsa. It's a Sanskrit word. Ahimsa means to harm. A means not. So Ahimsa means non-harming. And that's why you have all the street animals, because no one's killing them like they do in other countries.
Right. But that also creates another problem on the other side.
So right now we have our volunteer and our board member. He's over in India visiting his parents and going to different social functions just for a short time. But he's already been rescuing dogs and texting us constantly, where do I go? Where do I take this one? Where do I take that one? You know, because it's very sad to see these suffering dogs just left on the street. So he's rescued two dogs so far, and we've managed to help him get them to shelters, even though those shelters are way overloaded. But, you know, they're making an exception and taking them in. So that's having, making progress with that.
Well, and that just, it interests me in that, we know the culture is different in India, and that most of the dogs are community dogs or street dogs. And they don't have the same, lifestyle that we do, and that every, family has a pet dog in the house with them. So I'm wondering, when you talk about shelters, Eileen, the shelters have to be somewhat different than they are here, aren't they? Because you don't have people coming in to adopt dogs to take home, or do you? I mean, how do shelters work there?
They try to get the puppies adopted. And, but even, that's a challenge, keeping the quarantine so that they don't all get distemper. And, this is a special case. A lot of the animal groups, they really don't have shelters. So they will fix up the dog and, the dog will have to go back on the street, back to their community.
Yeah, okay.
So, but in this case, these were one dog is a paralyzed dog. You've seen them, they're dragging their legs along the ground.
Yeah.
And they really shouldn't be out in the street. So that's a special case. But some of the groups we support, they really don't have shelters. They're spay-neuter clinics, and they do many 10 or 15 dogs a day. And also... also helping cats and other animals, too. So
wow.
They have to go back on the street, most of them. And then they'll have a caretaker. Whoever called in for the rescue, or whoever brought the animal in for rescue, they'll take them back.
No, that makes sense. But it sounds like, and then there's more and more education going in all the time in terms of spaying and neutering and that sort of thing. And I think there's a great push to get a lot of these street, the community dogs spayed and neutered so that the population isn't constantly growing.
Well, it's not only that, but going into the schools and educating the children how to interact with the dogs so they don't get bit and, how to help them. And so they learn more about dogs and other animals, too, and about wildlife. And we just had I just posted a video this morning on Facebook and Instagram of an eagle rescue. Beautiful, beautiful bird. And it's a type of eagle that's endangered in India.
Ooh.
And so we managed to get someone to help me in India. It just cost very, very little to get this help compared to here. And so she did this beautiful video of the eagle rescue. So, we send her the photos, and then she posted it. So that's a group in... called West Bengal, which is near Calcutta. So very, very, very few, tourists go there. Very little support. So we're very happy to help them, and we funded an ambulance for them. And they're just a really great group. And that's what we like, is reaching out to groups that otherwise have no help.
That's one reason why I like supporting Help Animals India so much, is because it isn't like you have just one storefront in one place in India and only help a certain kind of animals or a certain area. You are able to, spread the wealth, so to speak, in that you are able to, provide, like you were talking about earlier in the show, the grants that you provide and the help. You can help all different kinds of organizations and all different kinds of animals. And I just think that that's wonderful.
Yeah, and thank you, Martha. I know you help a little bit every month, and not and you know
Well,
the dollars.
I try, and I wish more of our listeners would step up and contribute on a regular basis, because every little bit helps, and our money goes a lot farther in India than it does here.
It still does, and I'm just astounded how strong the dollar is, and may it continue to do so, be so.
All right. Well, let's looking at the time here. Let's try to stay somewhat on schedule here. We need to take care of advertisers, so we're going to do that, and then we will continue our discussion with Eileen and find out what else is going on in India that we need to know about, and who gets the attention. Is it more dogs? Is it cats? Is it elephants? Is it monkeys? I mean, they got all kinds of stuff, and we were just talking about some eagle. So stay right where you are. More help. Animals India, straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we will be chatting with them in the last half of the next hour. Sita's going to join us today, and we'll find out what's going on. We're starting to almost talk about Easter already. Time is flying. And anyway, so tune in 11:30 and find out about all the happenings coming up at Ananda this month. The Whispering Dragon Center, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, has moved the Whispering Dragon Center into her home in Shoreline. It is a phenomenal experience to go and experience the gongs and the acutonic forks and everything in person. I really needed her this week to put me back together. And it is just so nice to experience it in person. If you can do that, I highly recommend it. But because it's also energetic type healing work, she can work remotely as well. So you can check out the Whispering Dragon Center. It's whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, you know, when I'm not here on the radio, I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand the dogs and solve problems. And I am available, and I would love it if you'd get out there and beat the bushes and find anybody you know that needs help with their dog friends and wants to solve problems quickly. That's my specialty. I typically only have to see my clients once, and then I give you free phone follow-up privileges after I've seen you, so you get Aunt Martha in your back pocket in case something comes up. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know needs help with your dog friends, give me a call. Not now, because I'm on the radio, but after the show, 360-217-7258. Feel free to pass my number around. I'd love to talk to you about your dogs. 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are in the middle of our conversation with Eileen Weintraub from Help Animals India, and we are going back to that. So good morning again, Eileen.
Hey, good morning. So yesterday was Catter Day.
Yeah.
Which comes once a week.
Catter Day, huh? I like that. Okay.
Yeah, so we always do a post for Catter Day. And that's been interesting to see, for me, as a lifelong cat rescuer, to see it evolve in India, because they didn't even know how to do cat spay and neuter 20 years ago.
Isn't that amazing?
And wow. Now I'm still teaching about early spay and neuter, because they don't know that pretty much. They haven't been trained. So, you know, when you think about it, because the puppies and kittens, a lot of them just didn't survive. So, you know, why do that? Why do early spay and neuter? But now they're waiting. The best group we have waits till 4 to 5 months. That's the best one. The others wait 6 to 8 months. I keep saying, no, you have to do it earlier. And, you know, we know all the reasons why. But the vets have to be trained in that. And then also just things like, you know, you're saying, you know, adopt out 2 kittens and, you know, all the basics that we've learned here, you know, has to be imparted. As people are starting, you know, maybe, you know, traditionally families all live together in a house. So maybe some young woman now is going to live in an apartment somewhere by her, you know, like, so she wants a kitten, she wants a cat. So, you know, we have to have the services available where she can go and adopt one and, you know, so that's changing where, you know, India, parts of India become more urbanized. And
so more and more people in India are having cats as household companions, living with them in their homes.
Yeah, that's not starting up. But basically, if you think about that part of the world, you know, Hindu, Muslim, Hindus didn't like cats so much because there's, you know, such a non-vegetarian animal. And Muslims didn't like dogs because they considered them unclean. So Muhammad had a cat, and you know, if you go to the Mideast, you know, all those that build these large populations of cats, you know, all over the Mideast, Islamabad, and but you know, they're not necessarily cared for the way we would. But in India, the cats didn't really have so much of a chance. You wouldn't really see so many stray cats because of all the dogs and monkeys and traffic. And I think we talked about this before, where you don't really find feral cats there, the small feral cats. Maybe they have jungle cats, but but in the cities, because there's so much, it's so crowded and so active that the, you know, the cats have to come out and they can't really hide that much. So you don't really have these true ferals that we have in this country. So anyhow, with just the groups are starting to, you know, get more cats to do spay and neuter, and I was supporting a few cat shelters, but you know, that's kind of never ending. You can't just start collecting cats that have nowhere to go.
It's amazing, though, that they didn't even know about doing spaying and neutering for cats until relatively recently.
Well, you know, it wasn't a priority because most of the vets in India, they didn't even know dogs spay and neuter because they were government vets and they were trained to help cows or farm animals, you know. So because people needed that for their livelihood. And then they had to learn dog spay neuter because of the rabies threat. So the cats were kind of last on the list. So,
You know, it just popped in my mind. I'm wondering, because there's not just, you know, well, you know, the street dog population and then, you know, somewhat of a cat population now as well, but there's a huge monkey population. Do they in India, is anything done in terms of, I don't know, do you spay and neuter monkeys, or is there any kind of population control for the monkeys?
It's a problem. And, you know, they call it the monkey menace. And monkeys are constantly being electrocuted on the wires.
The wires,
and being rescued, and so sometimes if a monkey has nowhere to go, there are some zoos that'll take them. But I don't about this. I think it's a spay neuter. It's a very complicated operation for the monkeys. So it's kind of, I don't know the current status, and there's no. No real large programs about that. We're all waiting, you know, worldwide for the chemical sterilant that's going to work, that doesn't have side effects. There's many groups helping develop that. We hope in another 10 years tops there'll be a pill that works. You know, right now there's some sorts of injections, but they have a lot of side effects and they don't only work for a certain amount of time, or they're very expensive. So we're just hoping there'll be the magic bullet, and you know, all this this operation spay neuter will be a thing of the past. So
but we're not there yet. So all of this work needs to continue.
Yeah, and you know, my heart goes out to the rescuers. You know, the people that are on the ground. Why do we get into this helping animals? Because we have that sensitivity. We don't want to see that animal slaughtered. We don't want to see that animal suffering, or injured. So you know, here we have our wildlife groups, and you know, we see an injured bird. You know, some people say, "Oh, that's nature taking its course." Sure, that is. But you know, if we have the ability and the knowledge to help that animal, we want to do so. And so that's the groups and individuals in India that we support, because we know what it's like to not be able to help when we want to. You know, if you just can ignore it, or you know, you're just not attuned to that, or you have a house full of children and you know, human children, and you know, it's just not an option, or you're in poverty yourself, and you know, there's many reasons why you can't help. But if you can help, that's, you know, we want to give the resources to the people who can do that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, and of course it's all improving all the time.
Well,
and I'd like to think that the help you're providing and the education and all of that is paying off, and so it's getting better.
Yeah,
let's hope anyway.
You know, like Dickens said, it was the best of times, the worst of times.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we often talk about, because, you know, India being in another part of the planet has a lot of animals, you know, natively that we don't have. And one of the organizations you help, it is the Elephant Sanctuary. So how are the elephants doing?
The elephants are, well, one Anisha, the first one who was rescued, she's getting old, and she has... She was a logging elephant, you know, where they're trained to, because when you think
about the logs,
they don't have roads going into the forest, so you have to have the animals that can help with that. So sometimes, you know, you would have donkeys pulling logs, or so an elephant, you know, can really pull a lot of weight. So she was a logging elephant, and her leg is pretty much injured from that. So they had to get a X-ray machine and give her massages. So she's getting old, but the other five are doing well, and we have six elephants, hoping to get a seventh, but it's taking its time.
Part of India is this rescue located in?
It's in South India. There's a mega city called Bengaluru is the new name, and that's in the south. Like midway in the south, and that's one of our, it's called an IT city, which is, you know, a lot of computer work goes on there, and a lot of people that come to this country are from there, Bangalore. So it's about an hour from there. So the group we help is there's one group there called CUPA, Compassion Unlimited Plus Action.
Uh-huh.
That's a nice name. And they help the dogs and cats and horses and cows. They have a large sanctuary. And their affiliated group is the wildlife group, and that group is the one that helps the elephants. So I've been there about six times. So I've been affiliated with them for 20 years and just happy to help them as we can. And we're the major supporter of the elephants now, Help Animals India is.
Which is wonderful. So, you know, and if you want to help the elephants of India, or, you know, the dogs, the cats, and all of that, you can help all of them just by contributing to Help Animals India. And the website, of course, at helpanimalsindia.org. I encourage all of you to get to the website and sign up for the newsletter. Gosh, Eileen just does a phenomenal job in terms of communicating with us. And, you know, she doesn't, you know, load up your inbox with all kinds of stuff. And how often do your newsletters come out?
I can barely get it together.
Yeah.
Well, it's just every other month. But we do post to social media most days. So we definitely don't send a lot of emails. Oh, I just ordered from some online company. They're sending me like three emails a day, you know, so I know how that is. But I'm too busy to do an email too often, and so it's just every other month. And it would really cheers me up if I see local people sign up instead of people from India, because I love all the people from India, but... They're going on 1.4 billion.
Wow. That's the population of India?
They're surpassing China.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And China is quite a bit larger than India, right?
Yeah, that's the other problem, is the land. And that's why the wild elephants in India have such a problem, because... Their land. That's why they're doing better in Africa, in terms of places to roam, because the population is so high.
There just isn't much space.
And,
there's only so much space, you know.
Yeah.
Can't
there's
make
only
it.
Like 2,000 of them left. And, you know, there used to be hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, so if you really want to keep up on what's going on with the animals in India and all of that, I mean, the Help Animals India website is just phenomenal. It's one of the best websites I've ever seen. And Eileen is just so great about including stories and photographs and all of that. And the newsletters are incredible. So you can really feel that you're really making a difference and helping. Eileen does all the work. All you have to do is sign up to do a donation.
So we have a link on the website called Get Educated.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, explains about all the different animals, dogs, cows, and for cats, I said, in India, cats are the ultimate underdogs. So, you know.
Yeah, makes sense. So anything else we need to know about this month?
Oh, just going along here and hoping, you know, for no more big disasters and, you know, getting up towards going to get hot again in India. And it's certainly scary enough here, but they just had all these wildfires in Texas so early. Oh, my God. So, you know.
That's right. They're going on as we speak.
Yeah. So, you know, it's because summer is scary and it gets so hot and. I think right now, if I remember
Eileen, because it just being the first week in March, I think from time to time over the years, my spiritual community, the Ananda Institute, have done pilgrimages and taken groups to India. And I think the normal time they do that is usually around this time of year, because I think this is the time of year where the weather's the best for us to visit. Is that?
Well, from, you know, October through March. Yeah, you don't want to go much more into summer.
Okay.
But, speaking of your spiritual community, I just want to give another plug to the wonderful East-West store in Edmonds.
Oh, yeah. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't live far from Edmonds, and
Edmonds
is a wonderful place. And then on top of it, the cream of Edmonds right now is the East-West bookstore. So, wonderful place to visit. Thank you, East-West.
All right. Oh, well, thank you for mentioning it, because I haven't had a chance to. Edmonds
what?
Is not some
you
place where
go.
I go often.
Okay.
So I haven't had a chance to get over there yet, but, so it's nice to hear from you that you've been there and the location is good and you like that?
It's right downtown.
Yeah.
And
all right.
Edmonds is just a real pleasure to walk around in. It's almost like a fairy tale town because it's really so nice.
All right. All right. You guys heard it. We all got to get over to Edmonds and visit East West Bookshop. Eileen says it's worth the trip. Alrighty, Eileen, thank you for all the wonderful help you give all the animals in India and, of course, some animals here as well. And, folks, if you would like to contribute and help, it's helpanimalsindia.org. You can check all of their work out, and it's real easy to sign up for a donation. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And
okay.
What I found was easiest to just sign up for a monthly donation, and then you don't even have to think about it. It works well. So thank you, Eileen. Really appreciate you. And I look forward to talking to you again, in April.
Thank you for spreading the light, Norsa. Okay.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We are going to take care of advertisers. And then I've got some current events. And who knows, we might have time to chat about something else. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. Current events is next on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift
taste of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
We've been the host of Conscious Talk Radio on KKNW for the past 23 years. Our big news for 2024 is that we are moving to 880 AM Kixie on Mondays at 3 PM following the John Tesh Show. Don't forget to listen to our Conscious Talk Minutes on the John Tesh Show as well as right here on KKNW.
Join us for our new adventure on our sister station 880 AM Kixie at 3 PM Mondays, repeating on Kixie Saturdays at 7:30 a.m.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We are here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And you can check them out online. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, the best cat vitamins on the planet. The powdered dog supplement is phenomenal for skin and hair coat, and it comes in a hip and joint formula as well. Again, you can check them all out on the website, NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And if you can't find the supplements in your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And of course, our wonderful bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancer guy, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, is available to help you and your animal friends. He is working remotely now from Idaho, working great. I've had a couple of sessions with him now from Idaho, and it works really, really well. And he always does a free telephone evaluation and would love to chat with you and how he can help you or your animal friends. And he's got the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home program is still available, and you can check it all out at healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. And if you'd like a free telephone chat with Dr. Nels, just click on the contact link, fill it out, and he will arrange a phone call with you. And remember, next week, second Sunday of the month, Healing Sunday here on Animal World, and Dr. Nels and his sister Linda will be with us and taking your phone calls and helping you and your animal friends with emotional, behavioral, and physical issues. So I hope you tune in next week. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. How about we take care of current events? Okay, so there's still some plantings going on up at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett. Now, they did have a planting by a creek scheduled yesterday. It got canceled because of all the rain we've had. It flooded the parking lot. So, the next opportunity to plant trees next to salmon streams, you can volunteer and help out on Saturday, March 16th. It's their St. Patty's planting, March 16th, 9 a.m. to noon at Coon Creek. That's on 84th Street in Granite Falls. You can check them out at, streamkeeper.org, streamkeeper.org, or give them a call if you're interested and need to. It's 425-316-8592. Okay, new on the current events list for Positive Alliance, pet food drive. And this is, it's Bark-Tells. Bark-Tells Pet Supply Drive kicks off yesterday, March 1st, or Friday, March 1st. So, and this is, hey, Nathan, a sister station of ours. This is Warm 106.9 and Bartels Drugs have partnered up to sponsor this pet food drive. And Positive Alliance is one of the recipients. So obviously they want you to get out there and donate. The drive runs March 1st through March 31st, and it's really easy. All you got to do is shop at a Bartels and add whatever you want to donate, when you check out, or you can bring items, food items for dogs and cats, and drop off those items in the red bins at your local Bartels. So apparently all our Bartels have red bins for pet food donations, and it continues through March 31st. So support Bartels. I think that's very cute. And thank you, 106.9, Warm. All righty, let's see now. Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Homewardpet.org is the website. You want details. Their kitten shower is coming up on April 6th. It's a free event, and they'd love you to bring food, litter, kitten toys, and cash are highly encouraged. And then their annual fundraiser, the Fur Ball Dinner and Auction, will be May 4th this year. And then for Seattle Humane, Tuxes and Tails is Saturday, May 18th this year. Tickets went on sale on Friday, and they're now on sale. I did send an update to my web mistress to get this up on current events. But I clicked through, Nathan, just to see how much tickets are for the Humane's Tuxes and Tails. That's a good luck. I couldn't afford to buy a ticket. Nathan, the most expensive ticket, and I don't know that I can get this out of my mouth. The most expensive ticket is $2,500.
Wow. And where is that putting you?
That puts you at a VIP table, right close to the front and all of that. Now, the cheap seats, you would think might be affordable for the...
I'm going to take a guess. I was about to just say $300 after just
$350
taking a guess. Wow.
$350, cheapest ticket. So I don't know, but that's not like in my budget for the, I would much prefer a lower rate because I used to love to, I love these kind of charity events. I love them and it's so much fun to go to the silent auctions and be able to bid and stuff. But it used to be at an affordable level that, you know, just regular folks like me could participate. But I don't know how regular folks like me participate in these kind of events. But if you've got the money and you want to go, it's at the Fremont Studios this year, Saturday, May 18th, and tickets are now on sale. And you'll find links at MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on current events. And then there's going to be a spring bread workshop for young teens on Tuesday, April 9th from 8:30 to 3:30 p.m. It's not spring bread. It's a spring break workshop. 8:30 to 3:30, and it's $105 to attend. And then Wiggle and Wag Storytime Saturdays begin on March 16th from 1 to 2 p.m. 3 to 7-year-olds and adult supervision is required, $15 per family. Going to get a story and craft and practice respect and appreciation for animals. And let's see what else we got here. I think that's about it for our current events, except that Eileen sent me an event that sounds really fascinating. Now, we may have more information after the top of the hour with Merritt and Beth. But this is all about, you know, I'm always asking about the animals in Ukraine, Nathan, and what, you know, with the war and all of that. Well, mm-hmm. Apparently there's a whole lot more going on than we've been made privy to. And this is a private screening because someone here local has done a film. They're calling it War Tales, T-A-I-L-S, a documentary about Ukrainian pets. So it's going to be Thursday, April 18th in Edmonds. And it will be at the Edmonds Waterfront Center. You know, apparently more than 8 million people have been forced to flee their homes and abandon their pets. And these folks, two Edmonds citizens, decided to do something about it. And in April 22, they went on their first mission to help dogs and cats in Ukraine. And five missions later, they've sterilized, vaccinated, and microchipped over 8,000 dogs and cats. Well, how the heck are they doing all of that in the middle of a war and all this sort of stuff? Well, that's what this film is all about. So it sounds absolutely phenomenal. $7.50 to attend. And it's going to be 4 p.m. Thursday, April 11th. And that, again, is at the Edmonds Waterfront Center. So I'm sure you can, and the website would be uwarf.org, uwarf.org. All righty. So that wraps us up for current events. And golly, it also wraps us up for the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. It's time to roll out the love train one more time. Get up, get our juices flowing and dancing and sending the love and light all over the world. Let's send extra love and light to Ukraine and all those animals that need so much help. And I always remember that dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up on your feet and join us on the love train. We'll come by and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra energy for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. And animals24-7.org, Beth and Merritt Clifton will join us after the break. So stay right where you are. Love train's coming up on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.